There we go. We're going to head off to California, where the flames are still crackling in Butte County in Northern California. There's just simply been no let up for 2 weeks. 1,700 wildfires have taken out nearly 100 homes, forced tens of thousands to flee, and for the first time in the state's history, put National Guard troops on the ground. Today, the city of Paradise is in a precarious position, already reeling from the destruction of homes last month in a separate fire. Now, again, thousands of homes are at risk. On the line, we have Yoshpe White, an engineer with Cal Fire in Northern California. Now, you've been on the front line since early June. How are you holding up?
I got to tell you, it's long days, and there's been a lot of them. I, along with most of the folks that I've been working here, have been on duty since around the 10th or so of June.
And we're talking about 90,000 firefighters at this point.
That's true. Throughout the state, over 1,000 fires on that one day, June 21st alone, due to lightning.
Now, the people of Paradise City, boy, they're really sitting on the brink at the moment. You've been there. Can you describe to us what's happening?
Well, historically, down that Feather River Canyon, we have very, very strong winds in the middle of the night. Several fires in the past few years, in 2000 and 2001, are the last times I was over here before I actually worked here. In the middle of the night, fire in the canyon gets blown down into that community, Concow. This time, what it's done that it hasn't done in the past is it blew all the way down to the west branch of the Feather River. Now, that's a drainage that separates the community known as Concow from the town of Paradise. So right now, the fire is back down along that water drainage, and we do have immediate threat evacuations in Paradise as a precaution in case that fire were to cross over the drainage.
Yoshpe, why is it so difficult to put out these darn fires?
Mother Nature is our number one enemy, it seems like, the last few weeks. Just when we seem to have a handle on a lot of these fires, the wind will do something else. The humidities will come down to bone dry in the teens, low teens. The winds come up and the heat goes up. And that combination is a recipe for disaster.
I can only imagine the frustration for you firefighters, but what about the people that you've had to evacuate and re-evacuate and just gone back and forth, basically like a seesaw?
I tell you, my heart goes out to those folks. I haven't been in that position, and I don't care to be. And I feel for them having to be, like you say, evacuated multiple times. And then just when we think, you know, we let them back in and everything seems to be okay, we get a wind change and a fire that wasn't even in their area comes barreling down that canyon and destroys 50 buildings in that community, Concow.
And some of these stories must be very sad. Speaking of Concow, let's just take a listen to one person.
As they were leaving the fire, their animals were chasing them, trying to keep up, and there's a lot of people who just don't know if their pets even made it out.
That sounds incredibly sad as people are fleeing. They don't even know if their pets are making it or whether they're with them. What kind of stories have you come across?
You know, that is really heart-wrenching. You know, people all over the world, your pets are become your family members. We have a great organization here in Butte County known as the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. They were formed for just this occasion. And when people evacuate, they come in and they will evacuate your animals, large and small. I came across a building, a home, 2 days ago when the fire did blow up. I came across a home that was beginning to be involved with fire, and we thought that there might have been a person in the home. We made entry into the home through a rear door.
Was there a person?
There wasn't, but I did find a chihuahua.
And, you did find a dog. Luckily, so far, there has been very few casualties and injuries in this fire and during this period of fire. Yoshpe White, engineer with Cal Fire in Northern California, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And a chihuahua saver. He's a hero.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.